Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
No, I agree with you, man. That's my whole thing. Like, that's why I'm excited for the machine overlords to take over. Hey, yo, what's up? Shit They Don't Tell You is a CastBox original produced in partnership with Studio 71. Do you know that?
What's funny about this?
Sorry.
You all happen to think it's very great that Studio 71 is a partnership. Okay. You think it's a joke.
I think it is. Yes, I don't think it's a joke. No, I'm serious. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android. Not a joke.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you something that's real funny then. That's where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You think that's funny too?
No, that's not a joke. Again, that's not a joke. You can actually find all your favorite podcasts. You can also listen to Shit They Don't Tell You wherever you get your podcasts, but we really hope you give CastBox a shot.
Because we think it's the best. No, we don't know. We don't know it's the best, but we do think it's the best.
Is that a joke?
No.
Okay, good.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Yo, what's up? I'm Steve Green. Welcome to Shit They Don't Tell You podcast. I'm joined here today by my wife.
Are these even words? Oh, my God.
I'm going fast because I want to accept another guest.
Hi, I'm Nikki Limo, also a host on Shit They Don't Tell You.
And speed it up for
the guest. We are here with one of our longtime friends.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most talented, smart people I know.
Hurry.
Taryn Southern.
Hey.
Thank you for being here today.
So good to see one of my favorite couples.
Oh.
Hopefully we'll get our numbers up today.
My favorite couple.
Thank you.
My favorite couple that's still together.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's actually true.
Not Brangelina. Brangelina just got wiped off the board.
Yeah.
Not only, well, we met through YouTube and acting and all that stuff. Taryn was an actress, very successful. And then on YouTube, you were killing it with your YouTube channel. And then you just get bored with things, right?
And
you
just are like, I'm a quitter.
Yeah, well, you're a quitter. You're the biggest quitter
like
I know.
You're like a quitter with a reason, not like, oh, I suck, I'm quitting. You're like, oh, this is boring now, I'm moving on. So then you got into VR, virtual reality, for those of you who don't know the lingo.
The biz lingo.
And now with AIs, artificial intelligence, for you guys that don't know the lingo.
I love that you just said AIs. It's so cute.
AIs, like that's
artificial
what they are.
Intelligences.
Yes, yeah, that's what they are. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what I know about them.
All the little
we
artificial
speak a lot
intelligence
of girls around here, believe me.
I want a little baby artificial intelligence and then multiple ones.
And for those who don't know what artificial intelligence is, can you please tell them, Taryn?
Oh man, it's a computer that can teach itself.
Okay, that's
or
scary.
Or a computer program that can teach itself.
Why
oh, like the
that
YouTube
scary?
Algorithm. The
What's
one,
that?
The YouTube algorithm that's fucking us
all?
Is that AI?
That's working out real well.
I'm pretty sure it's an AI.
I'm sure there's AI. I'm sure there's some component of machine learning incorporated.
I hate
that,
it.
Yeah.
I'm so sure the part that we hate is the human element, though.
I'm sorry, guys.
We hate that. Well,
what's it doing? I'm so out of the loop. Okay, I don't so even know what's what I've happening heard. Right now.
Here's what I've heard from some Google intel, who I can't reveal identities because they will get in trouble. But it's the algorithm is an AI that the humans can't control. Like they, so the, wait, whenever you call, whenever
you make it sound like YouTube lost control of their AI.
Yes, they did. No, they really did.
That's incredible.
No, so like, so whenever you like call in and you have a problem it. With your YouTube channel,
yeah.
they read from a script because they can't actually help you with your question.
That's true.
So sure. they read from a script and they circle you around, they circle jerk you around to like all these different, oh, let me put you on with this person. And they say the exact same script.
That's hella
because
true.
They can't get... They don't want to get into legal.
I didn't even know there was a hotline to call.
Yeah.
There well, is. Yeah, well, you have to have really? A rep. I have
yeah.
a rep.
Oh. Yeah, if you have a rep.
And they
yeah.
just talk you in a big wide circle. And then they circle. Dare to ask you to review them after.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got nothing out of this. If yeah. anything, I feel worse about myself.
I feel like yeah. my yeah. time got wasted so further.
Yeah. No, yeah. I had this. There was someone from the YouTube team recently that helped me convert to a music channel.
Okay.
But then it did all sorts of crazy, yeah. really... inconvenient things that I've still not figured out, and I'm like, I don't have time.
So apparently, they lost control. According
so
to
what is, what's the, what is supposed to be happening? What's the intention?
So
of
the intention is that
AI?
It self learns. It learns what the user likes to click on, and then it shows you more of that type of content. But
so it just makes us worse versions of ourselves.
Yes,
got it.
But it doesn't it doesn't take into account a lot of human stuff. So, you know, when you're watching Netflix, when you're watching an entertainment platform, you're not necessarily looking for the same thing every single time.
Or really exactly. anything that's on Netflix now because, let's be real.
Roasted.
It's gotten pretty nuts.
Roast
it's
Netflix,
gotten pretty nuts,
Steve.
Man. Well, please still buy my shows, Netflix. But no, it's I just think that it's very interesting, the idea that someone from YouTube, an engineer, say,
yeah.
walks in the office one morning and he's like, last night we lost control. Like it's a trailer like it's a trailer for a freaking movie.
Yeah.
And that's what you're saying is actually going on. Yeah. You heard this.
Yeah. And people who have been like basically their channel's been struck by lightning in a sense of
algorithmic lightning.
Yeah, algorithmic lightning. Mm-hmm. They've even gotten their channel reviewed by engineers from YouTube who are like, there's nothing we can do.
Oh, that's true. I have heard that.
And so they have to start over, like having hundreds of thousands of subscribers, they have to start over because the algorithm was like, nah.
Yeah.
Not nobody, this one.
Nah.
Sorry.
And they can't fix it. And so the part that where humans can't actually go in there and fix it, that's why I say they lost control.
I see.
Because they can't actually fix it at all. Because it just decided to do something new. And that's why they don't let YouTubers know of changes they're making, because they don't actually know.
Well, it feels like every 6 months there's something new that does that.
Yes.
Shift. Like 2 years ago before I quit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was dying anyway. It was like,
yeah.
It was a lost cause.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So and I was you like, never I'm know. I'm going to get out while I'm ahead, just barely.
Right. And you never know what you're, it's not even you half the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like some weird thing with your channel that you like some word that you used in a SEO one time on one video. Like you don't even know.
Well, I know a lot of folks too who are like, I hit click the bell. I want to see your videos whenever you post them. I don't even know.
And I don't even get notified and stuff like that.
Not that I'm
and then what's always
ever have you ever tried to sign up for an email notification with a channel?
No.
Try.
Okay.
It's fun.
Okay.
Is it fun?
It's not fun.
Okay, it's hard. Not fun.
It's hard. See, that's
hard.
That's
it's
the thing.
It's really hard to do.
Really.
And so, how do you get your subscribers to see your videos? You just can't. Like the robot decides whether or not you're worthy.
But
of
But there's
your
a loyal few who come back every week and yeah. they roast me in the comments. And I
aw,
thank
he loves
you.
You for it.
And I thank you. So, Taryn, how do I? Are you building AI?
I'm not building AI.
Okay.
You're
directing.
Using.
Okay.
Because tell
that's
us
the best way to
as like I'm a 5-year-old and don't know anything about AIs.
As if she doesn't already know everything about AIs.
Like, I'm going to just remind you guys and yes. your lovely audience that
yes.
I'll do my very best to explain things in a simplistic manner. But
yes.
because of the bottle of wine I consumed last night, it could be trickier today than
you.
Usual.
Or easier.
Well, like,
if we had
more
wine
here,
right? You understand what she's saying?
True.
Yeah, if we got the wine now.
Yeah, exactly. Then the thoughts would be flowing.
We don't have a wine brand deal, so we can't do anything on the show without a free deal.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on.
See?
Come on, wine, sponsor us.
Come on, wine.com.
Mr. Opportunity right now.
Winegardens.edu.
Wait, don't say that one because they have to pay for that.
Yeah, it's true. Leave that out, Mark.
Leave it out, please. Thank you.
Okay, wait, what was the question again?
How does this work?
Yeah, how does this work?
All right, so about a year and a half ago, I read an article in the New York Times about how AI was starting to make paintings. And I was like, that's really cool. And
Were they good?
Yeah, Google Deep Dream. It's a program within Google, and they were...
I did. I thought it sucks.
You thought it sucked.
I thought the painting sucked.
I thought they were so cool.
Wait, did you really?
No.
It looks like bucking with you.
I just like looking at it and going like, it sucks. It's
just like critiquing robot art.
It is really creepy. I heard it's creepy. Yeah, I mean,
it's crazy. So what it does is they take these neural networks and they'll analyze images of all kinds of subject matter, like thousands of eyeballs, thousands of ducks, whatever. And then if you start having it create new images from scratch, it does so using these component parts that it's learned.
Basically like fake memories. Like if you were a person, you get inspired by your memories.
And so it looks like some trippy psychedelic...
That's wacky.
But I find it really beautiful. So I read this article.
Did you hear violence beautiful?
Yeah.
Did you hear about the AI?
Does that not scare you?
Wait. Did you hear about the AI that wrote like a Harry Potter sequel after reading all the Harry Potter books?
How was it?
No.
It was creepy. Was really weird. Like it would go, like the plot would fall off a cliff and then like dead people would come back to life and stuff. And it was weird.
Yeah.
I didn't read it, but I read portions of it, and I read people that
reviewed it. Well, I'm glad they're going to control the whole world and the economy in 5 years.
So,
great.
It's kind of true.
So sick.
We'll get there.
Okay. You read this article.
So I read this article. Started just researching, like you do, because I'm like you, Nikki. I get bored, and I need hobbies. And at the time, I was like, you know, not doing really a lot of YouTube, just trying to figure out my next thing. And so I was playing around with all these AI tools, and I started... playing around with some of the music tools because I had read that it was making music. And within a few weeks, I was like, this is super cool. I have a few skills in the music space and AI kind of fills in the rest. So I'm going to...
Wait, like what does it fill in for you?
Well, a lot. I mean, the thing is like I'm not a music producer. So every time I would make music on YouTube, all the cover songs, all the original songs, I always had to work with someone else that could produce the actual track.
Oh.
So even if I was writing original music, I was writing the melodies, but I was doing it all with vocals. So just like put it down in vocals and then I'd be like, here's the chord.
Right.
Now make that into a song, right? And so it was always frustrating for me because if I had a vision for something musical, it required another human to actually accomplish that. And this is where it gets really tricky when I talk about this stuff because it's like having to drive across the 405 and meet up with some like sleazy music producer who may or may not be willing to actually finish the song, give me the files.
Yeah.
It's a frustrating process. I'm not saying that working with humans
is all bad. Right.
Because that can easily be translated.
There's a trust problem, right? Like, that's the whole thing. That's like so many things in the industry.
Like, trust, access, like access to talent. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you work with someone and they are amazing and they actually elevate your idea and take it to the next level. Other times they just like trash it and you're like, now I have to just let it be.
It's like YouTube collabs.
Yeah. You have zero control.
You don't know who you're going to work with.
And this is one of the actual use cases. Right. This is one of the use cases actually of AI and blockchain, where it's like you're removing that trust quotient from the problem, and now you can deal directly with whatever you're trying to solve.
If you like your robot,
if it works, right? Which is what I mean. Right now, blockchain's kind of waiting for that.
Yeah.
To happen, right? Like it's a still 100%. Developmental thing, and I think AI is kind of the same thing.
Same exact thing, but it's cool. Like with the AI, and I learned how to code when I was a teenager. So
nice.
HTML. Get to use some of the stuff, HTML and Java.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Very basic stuff, but
I learned
I would
HTML,
build a little sparkly
Java.
GIF graphics.
Same.
That would rotate.
Yeah.
Like barf.
You don't know full solidity yet?
No.
Damn.
Look at you.
See.
Look at you guys.
I know the buzzwords,
I just wanted to make my... Like, I used to moderate an M&M message board, and I wanted to make my troll comments stand out better, like, with glitter and sparkles and stuff, so I learned code to, like, do... It was HTML. Yeah.
I just think it's so fucking hot when Nikki says I learned code.
But it's not like so not the type of code that people do now.
I don't care. Just cool.
No, it's pretty different.
Yeah.
Like when I first started working with Watson, which is IBM's music program, I had to get on a Zoom with all their engineers, and they were like, "Okay, now navigate over to terminal, enter the source category." I'm like, "Whoa!
Oh my God.
Slow down! Slow down! I'm a long ways away from GeoCities website building."
Yeah, you're like, "How do I open command, dog?"
Yeah.
That's always a bitch. Like, how do you find it in Windows 10 or whatever? I'm like, how do you get to the old command prompt, man?
Yeah. We don't know.
Used to be easy in Windows XP.
Oh, my God.
Not in this nonsense. Wait, you're on with the Watson engineers? What the hell?
Yeah.
How did you get on with those cats? Those guys are like in all the commercials and shit.
Are they?
They're famous as hell.
Are they really?
I don't watch commercials. I don't watch commercials.
I've never seen engineers from Watson in a commercial.
I always see them standing next to Watson in the lab coat. Maybe they're actors.
I don't know. I would never even...
You know more than I do, Steve.
Have you seen the Watson commercials? They're real fun.
No, we just told you 3 times we've never seen them. Like,
they're real fun.
Okay, we believe you.
Oh,
he's cheeky at Watson. Is he cheeky to you?
Hey.
No, can you talk to Watson?
Can you talk? Not Watson Beat. Watson Beats the music program. I don't know about the other Watson. I mean, it's a large. I think there's
One of my questions was going to be what do you ask Watson? But I guess you don't.
I don't. I feed Watson things.
Oh.
I ingest Watson.
Can you make Watson say stuff? Like, can you make him say, like, dicks and stuff?
Dicks.
Can you make him say dicks and butts?
Probably. I could probably run that through the engine. The dicks and butts song.
Yeah, you should check that out.
Does he have to see images of it?
No.
Okay, that's good.
No. No, with Watson, you're just injecting MIDI data into it, and then it learns from the MIDI data. So let's say I wanted to take, like, all my favorite songs from the 1800s, because that's copyright free.
Uh-huh.
And inject that into Watson.
Rising Sun. You can do House of the Rising Sun.
There you go.
That's free as hell.
There you go.
Little tip.
Can we play a sample of any of your songs?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Can you hand over? Oh. What is this going to be?
Yeah.
You can play it if you want.
Hand over that bag.
Yeah.
I want to criticize the part of it that's you and not the part that's the machine.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
The flawed part. The flawed part human
for me
part.
Was this element. You're like, oh, that's my part. And it's like, well.
Yeah.
Is that how it is, right? Because you're making something, like, you're making like a percentage of something, and then the machine's kind of taking it from there, right?
Yeah. What happens is I'm basically setting parameters like BPM, style, tone. If I want the music to learn after any, like, reference files.
Yeah.
And then I basically press a button and it generates
a MIDI file or
a series of MIDI files, and then I ascribe instrumentation to each of those notes.
That's so cool.
So if I played you, like, the original, it's going to sound like a little beep, beep, beep,
yeah,
beep,
yeah.
Beep, beep, beep.
Like the old cell phone ringtones.
And then I turn it into...
So yes. With this process, because with your old process where you worked with humans, you would come up with the melody and you'd be like, I want it to be
now
like...
build around the melody.
Yeah, so now the melody comes first based off of...
And then I build the song through the music. Yeah, so that comes after I get the music, then I build
But that sounds very hard. And this is supposed to be way easy.
Well, it's inspiring, I bet. Like, it kind of gives you a creative base to like jump from, like a starting off point.
Yeah, it flips. It flips before I would come up with the lyrics and the melody first, mm-hmm. and then hope that the producer could build instrumentation around that fit what I felt would be right for the song. And now I build the lyrics and the melody to fit what I feel from the song.
What happens if you just upload? Because you can upload whatever you want. But it doesn't have to be MIDI thing.
You
can
upload whatever
you want.
Like,
can it just be me with my mouth on it?
Just like the sound of Steve orgasming.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what it sounds like.
No, that's like a two-year-old at karaoke. You know what I'm talking about? When they have the microphone and they're like, can you just put that shit in there, and then Watson will pick it up and that's interesting.
Wow, yeah. I want to make a freaking song. That's tight. Can you play a sample?
Play one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, well, tell us before you play it. Tell us like what you inputted, like what kind of inspiration.
Well, I can play you one that's. Let me see if I hope I have. Sorry, I should have had it pulled up for you guys so it'd be ready to go.
We just kind of sprung it on you.
You did, and now I hope I can find it.
We'll be professionals.
Okay, I found something for you guys that's my latest track I was working on.
Yay.
This actually came from
this
a collaboration.
This is not that latest because it took you for freaking ever, but...
I know, it
Shut
did take
up,
forever.
Steven.
Well, I was trying to find the recent... Because everything else is already up on my YouTube, so you can see the other singles.
Yeah,
this is something no one's heard.
Oh, we got an exclusive
secret. Yes. Exclusive. actually is a collaboration with one of the Watson engineers, because they had... One of the engineers, she's awesome. She made her own little Watson album, and one of the tracks, I was like, that's a really cool track. Let me rearrange it and turn it into like a pop EDM thing.
Yeah.
So this is just the beginning. It doesn't have any vocals.
Do you have to give her a cut?
Of course.
Oh no.
So it's just like a little
wait,
sliver.
What part did you make?
No, yeah, she hasn't added the vocals yet.
Well, so I haven't added the vocals yet, but I rearranged a lot of it, and then I put new instrumentation
onto the
little MIDI files, so it has like electronic kind of synthesizer vibe.
Dude, I don't know Moby, but I know he's out there sweating his fucking ass off right now hearing that. He's going, oh shit, dude.
Yeah, but I have a few other singles that are up on YouTube.
Go check out her YouTube channel, youtube.com/Taryn Southern.
Yeah,
and you can hear what it sounds like with the vocals. And those are more pop-oriented.
I remember your
tracks.
First one that you came out with,
Break Free.
Yeah,
it's on the radio now.
That's so
awesome.
Guys,
I'm
Congrats.
So excited.
Congrats, that's so cool.
Thank you.
Too bad radio's really, dead really now.
Cool. I know.
That
too bad
sucks.
I'll make like two
Don't you
pennies.
Hate you finally get a song on the radio? Nobody's listening to radio.
You know, it's one of those silly things though that like. Yeah. Grandma still cares about.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like when you make it in the paper
is like a moniker.
Yeah. That's
oh,
true.
Like I'm not even kidding you. There was like a couple of reporters that called me that were like, "Well, now that AI has made the radio, we know we have to be scared about."
Yeah.
Okay,
hilarious.
So that was your
right.
That's amazing.
No, it's like my dad only reads the actual newspaper.
True.
And so like I told him what I was doing. Like I told him about YouTube and all the stuff I was doing, cuz he didn't really understand like what I did for a job basically. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to tell him about YouTube. And then like I don't know, like 4 years later, he goes, "Hey, have you heard about this VidCon? This like makers
probably cut it
makers?
Out and mailed it to you."
Yes,
yeah.
The most pedestrian way of digesting information.
I told you about this
is what her dad has.
Time ago, I was part of the first group of people
all
that were
parents.
Doing it. Oh,
but he gets it wrong. He's like, "You hear about WebCon? It's
He called it
developers.
He's like,
thing.
"Oh, there was this. There's this cat. This angry cat." And like grumpy cat.
Yeah.
He's exactly. like, I don't know. It's got a funny face.
Sounds like pretty much
there.
All parents.
But
ever.
He yeah. But the
it's like he's a black and white cat, right? And it's like, no, Daddy, actually he's you're just reading a newspaper.
Same
so
idea.
He was in color.
If he heard your song on the radio, he'd be like, "This radio. She made it."
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. AI, it's real.
Yeah.
It's on the radio.
That's so cool, though, man.
Anyway,
that's really
so that's
cool.
Why
Congrats on that.
That's
awesome.
That silly stuff matters.
That's so cool.
But
no, I think
it's
really
it
matters.
I'm just
it's
fucking being
he's
a
still,
asshole,
no, he's just
like
trolling.
Always.
True, but you know,
oh my
I mean,
God.
It's like.
I actually think that's tight. I've never been on
thanks.
The freaking radio.
We're like,
thanks,
you know,
have the walls.
Our age group, our generation's like on the cusp of these two generations. So
yes.
I still think TV things are tight. I think radio's tight. And then I also am like, okay, but this whole future generation's going to totally wipe us out.
I find that that's always what failures say is it's like, oh, they won't put my shit up because they don't have the balls, dude.
Wait,
like,
who
like,
says that?
Yeah, you're in your own
oh,
world
no, like,
right now.
Oh, no, people that I know who, like, say haven't. No,
one was even talking about
no,
it.
No, like, people that I know who like, they wrote some movie scripts or whatever. They're like, nah, ain't nobody going to make this. Man, this shit's too fucking real and shit.
Really?
Yeah, I love that stuff. Oh, yeah. I love that stuff.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. But, like, that's what I'm excited about, though, is the like, I feel like. AI is going to take our jobs. Like I
100%.
I feel like they're going to do for sure, because I feel like for example, once they can write a movie and shit.
Yeah.
It's
like once
over.
They can actually
Okay,
do
so
it.
here's my hypothesis. Ready for this?
Yeah.
it's
yes.
not all that epic,
I love
by the
it.
Way. It's going to sound really hungover too.
Okay, cool.
Well, by all means, set it up like that.
It's going to be pretty piecemeal. Yeah. It may or may not make any sense. No, I think even after just working with AI, and I'm working with five different technologies on this album, so they all kind of function differently. And
when does your album come out, by the way?
September 27th.
Okay.
It drops. It doesn't
September
come out.
Sorry.
It drops.
September 27th.
Thank
it drops.
You. There you
sorry,
go.
I didn't get the lingo right.
No, it's okay. I actually think that it'll create a whole slew of new opportunities. I really do believe this. It's not like my bullshit positive vision
yeah.
of the world. And I think it's going to be the most flexible and adaptable people who win.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like when YouTube popped up.
I was just going to say that.
I have the exact same feeling about this. Like when I, because I was working in traditional Hollywood, right? Mm-hmm. And all I was doing was TV and film.
Yeah.
And I would hear people talking about YouTube as if they're like, what is this thing? It's like, oh, why
this
are
is
people
dreadful
going?
Thing.
Dreadful yeah. thing. And like yeah. the internet.
My manager was like that at the time.
Why would you want to put videos on the internet? And then meanwhile, you had all these like scrappy kids who were learning how to use cheap video cameras, cheap editing software, like rewriting the tools that we use to tell stories, and even like creating new formats, new ways of interacting with an audience. All of a sudden, you couldn't get away with just being like fake and cheesy. You had to be like authentic too.
Mm-hmm. Like, darn it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just,
Or authentically fake and cheesy.
Yes.
Or that too. Or whatever.
Many but people's cases.
True.
That's fine, too. But it created this whole new culture that we could have never anticipated. And you could argue that a lot of Hollywood people say that it took some of their pie.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, like, and you've seen the same thing because, Steve, you're really into crypto. Like, this shit is going to revolutionize everything in the financial industry. It's going to change so many things.
Are they
going to
steal our money?
Yeah, hell yeah.
A ton AI's of people are going to lose their jobs as a result of blockchain.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
So AI, same thing. The different, I think the thing that most people don't really realize about it is like it's really good at binary decision making, like taking, it's really good at sort of like supplying a lot of data or analyzing large amounts of data. So you can apply that to a lot of different fields like accounting and legal. And like, who wants to do that shit anyway?
Thank God.
And but it's not so
and
good
farming,
at creative
man.
Synthesis. Yeah. Like, for instance, in the songwriting, like, it can come up with these really cool little riffs, but it doesn't understand how to actually build a song from start to finish that sounds cohesive. Like, it just sounds like a bunch of randomness, so that's why I have to arrange it.
I see.
Otherwise, it's just like this kind of mess
jumble.
For 3 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Because
music is math, you know, so it does make sense that it would be able to supply a foundation of what you can use.
Yep.
But yeah.
And that's why, like, script writing, it's got nothing on you.
Well, it will. I mean, I have no doubt.
I think
can make a structure.
It's going to take a really long time because the problem with the way that a lot of the AIs are currently built, they're just, especially even verbal AI, like they can't analyze like larger meaning. Like they can look at a like singular meaning of a word or even a sentence long meaning, but then putting that all together into something larger with arcs is it's so complicated.
But maybe we have decided that meaning, maybe that's why machines can't understand it, is because we have painted meaning on everything where it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Well, that is true.
That's part of being human.
That's what I think. I think that we give meaning to things because otherwise we just kill ourselves.
Yeah.
And so I think that machines find meaning to be a complete,
like
why is it here? It's an extra thing. It's like having a third arm.
It's not efficient.
Let's fucking ditch this in the waste bin because that's not part of the actual truth.
That's why all the alien movies, when the aliens come down and they're way smarter than us, they don't have emotions and they don't have meanings like that. They're just very logical.
Very logical, very to the point.
Yeah, because I love that. It's not intelligent to have meanings and feelings and emotions.
Right.
It's like the opposite. But, okay, what do you think about this? When I asked my Alexa to sing me a song, she goes, well, I'm not a singer, but here we go. And she does a song. Do you think the programmers programmed pre-programmed songs like they knew people were going to ask that question?
Yeah.
Or do you think that, damn.
Yeah, I think
I just wanted to think she came up with
what
it.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I think they program a lot.
They literally
that.
Told her what to say. Alexa's reading a script, dog. That's the problem with
that's
Alexa.
That's what I'm saying
it's
is
not
that
the
like,
AI.
I knew there were two options.
AI is not as far along as most people think because it's really easy to put together an impressive demo based on scripting.
Okay.
Than it is. It's actually,
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's good at very specific things, and I think really innovative people who are adaptive can take these things and use it to augment their own skills.
Yeah.
To make their own work better.
That's
so
cool.
In my mind, I'm like, the people who are going to suffer the most as a result of AI, and this doesn't sound mean, but it's kind of funny and you'll appreciate it, are like people who are just kind of mediocre at their jobs. that's who's going to suffer
from
AI.
Damn, the majority of America.
Or, unless if you're someone who can figure out how to work with it, and then you use it to make yourself better.
Right. So if you have an entrepreneur
if you're a scriptwriter, you have
mindset.
That AI analyze it and say, you're kind of doing like four really cliched things at the end of act one. You kind of need to like maybe think of another way to get out of, you know, the turn from act two to act three.
Yeah.
I can't believe that I'm going to be able to use a machine like it's like part of my body and I'm going to get to profit from that. I'm so excited for this.
Wait, I wonder.
I think that's so dope.
Can it edit YouTube videos? Because.
Eventually.
I just need.
It edited a movie trailer.
Oh, yeah.
They used Watson to edit a movie trailer.
That's cool.
How was that?
It actually wasn't bad,
was
but it was a horror movie. So
that's easier.
What it did is it analyzed like what were the turning points of the movie,
okay.
and then include all the turning points into the trailer.
Oh my god!
It was like a 15-minute movie.
And then
it's like a Korean karaoke music video. Yeah. You're just like, holy shit, what is this? Yeah.
It's really funny.
Wow.
But I do think people will get really creative with this stuff. Like, we'll just have, I mean, now there's like haptics, and I think VR will eventually make a comeback, and AR when we get all this stuff on our phone.
Yeah.
And content creation
VR?
Will be something so different from what we can even conceive of right now.
That's what happened to VR?
Man, they just could not sell.
At ground zero.
I know. I was so excited about it, mainly because I think I was like, you guys know, I was so exhausted from YouTube. I was so done. I just was like, I can't make another video or I'm going to shoot myself in the face.
I'm not there yet, but I get it.
Amazing,
I get it.
Nikki. I need to like, can I just have a little bit of whatever you've got?
You just well, I mean, right now, it's like you where, you know, you get sick of something. So then you just like find what makes you, what gives you that spark, that like, that, you know, curiosity and that intrigue again. And so I decided, since everything's getting fucking demonetized anyway, and like nothing is, you can't keep up with the algorithm or the trends, or if you're not one of those people that can jump on trends really easily, which I can't, I'm always behind. I never know what's on trend. Yeah. I'm just like, I'm just going to create content that like I like again. And if it does well, cool. And if it doesn't, then by the end of the year, I'll do something different.
Yeah.
And so this year, I've just been really, you know, creating stuff that I like, that like makes me have that like tingle again. And it's not always easy, because like I'd like to do more sketches, but those don't. Those are cost a lot of money for, and how what, like the reward that you get back is like not many people watch it.
Yep.
And like at least if people were watching it, I don't even care if I make money on it. Like I just would like it to be shared more, but you can't really
100%
in control of that.
Because of artificial intelligence.
Because of AI.
All of this.
AI.
I think it's because YouTube engineers are programming things to keep people on their site for as long as possible.
That's
true. And that is the metric that they care about.
But they're feeding the AI.
They're feeding
it.
And then like, I think that actually brings out the worst of everyone's worst.
It does.
Dude, AI, don't listen to me, man. Okay.
Yes.
So, a couple months ago, I clicked on like a summary of what the hell happened in Smallville, because that was a show that I watched for a season in like 2004 or something.
Yeah.
I watched maybe 3 minutes of the video and I was like, I don't give a shit anymore. And then I constantly get recommended Smallville shit. I have to fucking X this shit out. I'm like, I have no interest in fucking Smallville.
Yeah,
and then
that's what I'm saying.
I guess one of the Smallville guys was on a JK News video and I watched that. Because I was just watching my friends on JK News, right? And then the goddamn Smallville's my whole fucking feed now. It's my entire homepage is just Smallville videos. And like, oh, it's like Clark and Chloe Forever video or whatever that's set to fucking music for 59 minutes. I don't want to watch it.
That's what I'm
YouTube,
saying.
YouTube, please give me my shit back. I can't handle it anymore, dude.
Okay, so the stuff
it
that works.
It just assumes that we're all myopic and we only care about one thing in the world.
They think I love Smallville. I fucking hate that show, dude. I wish I never clicked on it in my life. I wish back in 2004 when I saw Smallville that I had never gotten to see it. I wish something terrible happened instead that ripped me away, that I didn't have to see that fucking show, so I didn't have to live in this fucking hell I'm in.
That's exactly awful, what I'm talking about from the beginning. It's not great for an entertainment platform, for a search. So when Google took over, it's great for a search engine.
Yeah.
Well, great. Because like now I don't have to fill in the whole sentence. If I'm like, how do I, it's like, water your plants? I'm like, like,
great.
Well, how did you know that? Yes, because all I've been looking on before that is like plant care. So it's like, it like gives me all the things that I am actually searching for. But when you're like looking for entertainment, or like looking for things that you're interested in, and the fact that you use YouTube to fix a sink or to, you know, to like, or for entertainment, like you, it's a variety of things that you're watching videos on. It's like either a tutorial for how to learn something or it's entertainment. It just doesn't, it doesn't learn right. Mm-hmm. It sees that and goes, oh, only this.
Yeah.
So none of these people that you're subscribed to, we don't care if you're subscribed to them, we don't care if your notifications are on, we don't care about any of that.
Yep.
You search this, so that's all you like.
So do you know whose fault that is?
YouTube.
Humans. Yes.
So do you know what scares me more than AI?
Humans.
Humans. That's
I'm
right.
Good at this, because it's 2 for 2. What do you got another question? I feel good. I get a positive reinforcement. No, I agree with you, man. That's my whole thing. Like, that's why I'm excited for the machine overlords to take over. I am. Many people are so afraid, and I'm
they're
like,
so scared.
Oh,
they're so
no.
scared.
You mean we might have fucking war?
Here's what I'm scared of.
Yeah, please.
So the robots that you've seen those videos of, the robots that they're like on
Boston.
All fours and you can't knock them over.
Yeah, Boston
Boston Mechanics.
Mechanics. Dynamics. Thank okay. you. Boston Dynamics.
Yeah.
Skynet.
That's scary as fuck.
Skynet with fucking legs.
Yes. Because what if the wrong people got a hold of that? And now now we're like, we can't.
Robots and AI
them?
Are a bit different.
Okay.
But,
so robots and AI together create a...
Yeah. The thing is, like, if you talk to... I don't know that much about robots, but I went to this one talk recently with a top robot engineer who works for Boston Dynamics. And they were talking about how it's really hard to get a robot to do one thing really well. Because you can have that robot, like, walk or run in a lab, but then you put it on grass or sand or uphill, and all of a sudden that robot's like... it's fallen over. Like,
I see.
You cannot let it just, like, develop a mind of its own, because it will annihilate itself in the real world so fast. Mm. And so it takes a super long time for them to even just program a robot to do one thing really well.
See.
So we're a really long time off before, like, these robots can become sentient sort of.
Well, what if AI makes a robot learn really well?
The robot has limitations that the AI does not. AI just lives in a computer, but a robot still has to interface with the outside world. And if it can only, like, clamp a hand like this and try to pick up a Coke can, and it has no, it just will
Why
fail.
Does it need to pick up a Coke can when all it needs to do is wreck shit? Listen, man, no, that's my thing. Why can't you download an AI into, like, one of those fucking death machines that's like a car? You know what I'm saying, Doc? Well, then it's over. It doesn't need to pick up a Coke can. It just needs to barrel just... through shit.
And that would be entertainment.
And then
for
control
all
planes and take planes out of the skies. Whoa. And control our freeways and control our roads by shutting down traffic and shit and, like, cutting our power. Come on, dude. How do you kill a human? You cut our power.
Yeah.
You wait.
Yeah.
You wait.
So you're saying you're
surviving
scared of
that. A forest is probably, like, a decent skill set at this point for all of us to learn.
I think so.
True.
Pretty kick ass to learn.
Let's talk more about that after this word from our sponsors. Okay, I just wanted to give a shout out to today's sponsor, Tomboy X. They're an underwear company. I received some underwear from them, and they're super cute and, most importantly, super comfortable. That's what I like the most about them.
But most importantly, how do they make you feel?
They make me feel comfortable.
Okay, but also, do they make you feel like it's, like, sexy and stuff?
Well, they make me feel confident because they cover some parts of that maybe I don't like so much with that a thong shows, but still highlights the parts I do like.
It's funny because all the stuff that you're talking about that gets covered is my favorite stuff.
Oh, well, that's too bad. I also like that these underwear they're specifically for, like, you know, like a tomboy personality. They're not super girly, but they're not feminine either.
So they make you feel confident because they're super, it's like, who cares?
Yeah, it's like loungy. It's not like, ooh, I'm going to dress sexy to please somebody.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Can I wear Tomboy X?
Sure.
Okay, well, I'm going to then.
Just not mine, please. Get your own. They have bikinis, briefs, boxer briefs, trunks, and boy shorts. I personally have the boxer briefs and the bikini kind.
So all options come in extra small to 4X.
Which is great. And then they also have bras. They have soft bras, racer back bras, everyday basic colors. And then they also have, like, fun and seasonal prints. I got a couple soft bras. They're super cute. They remind me of, like, my first bras. Like, when I used to get sets, but I didn't have boobs yet. So, like, it's like a trainer bra.
You relate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Regardless of where you fall in the size or gender spectrum, Tomboy X offers amazing underwear that anybody feels comfortable in. So go to tomboyx.com/you, that's YOU, and check out their special bundles and pack pricing. And should they not tell you, listeners, get an extra 15% off with code YOU. Again, you.
For an extra 15% off. And you can ditch whatever you're wearing for a pair of Tomboy X underwear. That's what I'm talking about. Go to tomboyx.com/you.
YOU.
Okay, so you love the characters, and so do I. This show is sponsored by Smallville, the box set. Listen, we just want to appreciate that we got this sponsor, and so check it out, all 11 seasons of your favorite CW show. If it's not your favorite show, I know it is mine. Watch Clark, Chloe, Lana, and Lex Luthor, you know, in all the episodes you remember, anytime you want. In your home.
Isn't Allison Mack in that show? Didn't she just get arrested for being in a sex cult?
We're just moving on. Okay. We're moving on. And
sorry.
We don't know anything about that. That didn't happen in this show. That was in the real brutal reality that you're trying to leave and go back to Smallville, where you remember all your good friends and all those warm feelings. Smallville. You can get it now.
Wow, I really want to watch Smallville now.
Hey, you know, it's a good show. Great, great fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Glad they sponsored us.
And
thanks,
and
Smallville.
Really the whole family can watch that show. And not
I
just
hope Allison can watch it from prison.
I don't know that particular story. I don't know that story.
No, yes, you do. You're the one that told me about this. I see.
Sponsors.
You're playing. Okay, got it.
Yeah, can't do this.
Got it.
I'd be pissed.
She wasn't in a cult.
It's alleged. It's all alleged.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
She has been convicted of no crime.
That's fair.
We should YouTube it. Yeah. We should
not on my account, please.
Search it on
no,
YouTube.
Seriously, not on my account. Please, seriously, don't do it.
In XVM, sex cult videos please. Every day.
Dude, one time I watched like one Illuminati video, then it sucked me into a rabbit hole because that's all it showed me.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that it. Oh, you mean it constantly wants you to see Illuminati videos? I thought you were going to say it sucked you in and now you believe in all this shit.
Well, no, I'm just saying that I couldn't stop watching it.
I see.
I mean, I love hearing conspiracy things. I don't. Everyone thinks I believe them just because I watch them all. I just like hearing about them, like that Paul really is dead one.
Oh, that's a
Paul
good
McCartney
one.
Really
Paul McCartney
really is dead.
Died. I love that one.
Oh, it's so good.
Paul McCartney
it's
died
so
and got
funny.
Replaced by a fake Paul McCartney back in the '60s or something.
But like the way they tie it all together, it's like, damn, Paul McCartney is dead.
He died.
He's dead.
And we've all, but you know what? I gotta say, Wings fake McCartney is pretty great.
It's like a magic trick. Conspiracies that I can like take me down that road, and I'm like, no fucking way. And then I'm like, whoa. That's fun.
Because if Paul
you
McCartney
actually pulled some things that is pretty fun.
If he died when they say, which is like 66, 67, right?
Yeah.
Then the Paul McCartney, like that was like back when the Beatles was doing like the shitty stuff.
Well, they had just started
like,
getting.
I love you, yeah. I love you so much.
We like that song,
right? You know what I'm saying? Like, and then later on,
so
it got really good.
Even if he died, we should be talented. Really the, like fake Paul.
I'm saying fake that the real Paul McCartney dies. The best thing that happened to the Beatles.
Right.
Yeah. True.
That's what
okay,
I'm saying.
So back to AI's killing all of us.
Yes. Taryn, do we have anything to fear, Taryn?
Taryn,
I'm not afraid. I'm really excited.
See, I'm not either.
I think we need AI. I think we have a lot of problems, like global warming, and like I don't know, a lot of.
I'm about to say
a lot of really offensive stuff, so I gotta hold it back.
Okay.
But right now, I don't have a lot of faith in humanity.
Oh.
And so I feel like AI is kind of smarter than we are. It has the ability to analyze really large sets of complex problems, complex systems. We all
and
care
then
about ourselves.
And force it on the rest of us, right?
Humans, we're like villagers. We want to take care of our own. We want to take care of our immediate communities, and that's it. And AI is the only thing I can see that can come in and be like rational about the situation and be like, hey,
we need to rationally execute these people and rationally keep these people, right?
I think it just needs to like optimize for the world to keep everything running and
like,
surviving.
Take away the corrupt government, replace it with AI, and AI is like, okay, we don't have any emotions in this. We're not going to be able to be corrupted because
they have no skin in the game. They don't even see us as a valuable commodity.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And by the way, I don't really trust that humans would even pay attention or listen to the AI, even if it was good for them.
They just laugh at it.
But you could make a strong argument that you could put AI on any number of complex problems and have it run a ton of data that we just can't do and then figure out really unique solutions.
Well, what about Stephen Hawking? He says that AI is no good and we're all going to get blown up by it.
I'm pretty surprised that he had that kind of Elon Musk does too.
Yeah.
They all think we're going to get blown up by it.
A lot of these guys, but you know, like every AI engineer that I know, and these are all really smart people, are just like stunned. They're like, do you guys know how AI like works? Like it's the whole like they're more worried about humans annihilating ourselves before the AI.
I think that actually happens a lot.
But humans could program an AI to do that, right?
Yeah, I mean you could make an argument that a corrupt, terrible government could program anything. We also have the ability to like anyone can make an atomic bomb or we all have reasons to fear
they're
bad
all
people
building,
doing.
I
you
feel
can
like
wiki it.
Humans are always building new weapons. They're always making
new
weapons,
bioterrorism,
right?
Bioterrorism is terrifying.
Right. So
like someone in their garage could release a chemical that could kill millions of people.
So all it takes is for that one crazy man or woman, excuse me.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. To like also conjoin that with AI.
Yeah.
And I feel like
that's
the scary
movie.
Part.
Yeah.
That's the scary part to me. Is humans fair. Combined with AI as a team, a gangster ass team. And now you got intelligence, because, you know, some gangsters, they're not that smart. But now they got an AI.
Yeah.
And it's like, now they're going to take over the world. They
that's one buddy movie I don't want to see, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Well, there's certainly risk associated with all of these things. But I think for me, I'm more excited because I think it could help us solve a lot of problems. And at the end of the day, you got to have someone that's able to actually push the button and then institute like whatever the AI says. Comes up with.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, I've noticed this a lot with people who, it's like, I am a scientist, right? So therefore I'm copy pasting that I'm a scientist into a different field that I know nothing about. And I'm applying like a label to it and saying like, this is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you don't actually know the shit. Right. Like say for-
But people believe you because you're already smart in this one field.
That's right. Yeah. Because you're known as an expert of that field. So they think it copy pastes into all fields.
Right.
And so they're like, well, Stephen Hawking is an expert at, you know,
at
theoretical physics.
He's an expert at being smart.
And at physics. So he definitely knows AI is bad. And I'm going, I don't think he actually knows AI stuff.
Yeah. Because he works in theoretical fit. No, you're 100% accurate. I also think, like, it depends on what time scales we're talking about. If we're talking about while we're here on Earth,
yeah,
I think we're okay. If we're talking about 500 years from now, who knows? Yes, yeah. We'll just get us closer to decimating ourselves. Maybe.
Probably because they'll probably
integrate it. I mean, like, if I'm an advanced AI and I'm just, like, looking at the history of the world and analyzing all the species that have lived on this Earth since the beginning of time, and I ask myself, well, which one is the most destructive and maybe shouldn't be around anymore?
Well, then what if the AI decides that?
Which one are you going to go after?
I think the AI decides that.
What are you trying to say, Taryn? Damn, dude.
Well, I'm just saying, like, we obviously have one.
Yeah.
Specific,
so we should all desire.
We're pretty cool too.
Yeah, we're pretty cool too.
If I'm in court right now and I'm making the case for humanity, I'm like, we're pretty cool too, yeah. Man.
But maybe the most empathic thing that we could do for this world is to just go
kill
away.
Ourselves. Damn, wow, Taryn, dude. Damn, got so dark on this show.
Why would you help them?
Yeah,
you're one of us.
You're one of them. She's one of them.
Why would you help them?
I don't want to help them. I just want us to get better.
I just want humans to get better. Are they good at hypnotizing humans?
No. Fortunately, they haven't figured that one out yet.
Okay. That's what a
hypnotized
human would say.
I don't know how they would even hypnotize.
We're good at hypnotizing humans.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you heard any fucking club music or anything? Like the shit that they literally orchestrate us to listen to and buy and mass produce?
Yeah.
Like, it's hilarious. Like you said, math is music.
Mm. Yeah, right. Like,
you want to talk about that? Because that shit is crazy how they can like literally engineer a hit pop song.
Yeah.
And it's like, we know this is going to hit number one. That's why all Katy Perry songs sound exactly the same.
It's because the Illuminati. You should watch all those documentaries.
The Illuminati.
That's what I heard.
They do it.
But yeah. Taryn, what part of AI are you the most excited about, like, other than fucking destroying humanity?
The art stuff. I think the art stuff, because there are so many cool tools that allow you to think outside the box. We were just talking about how every Katy Perry song sounds the same. Like, Max Martin, I joke, is a walking AI. He's a songwriter who has had more number one hits than any other pop writer in the world. And I think he's just really good at pattern recognition, and he knows the sounds that humans like to hear over and over and over again. We're like creatures of habit.
Yeah.
So what if you had this like little tool that you use to just kind of nudge you outside of your box, so you're not doing the same freaking thing over and over and over again? Like, that's what the AI allows for. Like, okay, taking two disparate ideas that are really, really out there and then combining them and creating some weird synthesis. So, like, on the music side, I can take, like, calypso and Japanese, you know, ancient Japanese music and pop, and I could combine them all into a cool new style. Or I could analyze all of Bach's stuff and collaborate with Bach. So it's like a new version of a YouTube collaboration.
Oh, interesting. Like, when they do Tupac in, like, a hologram and you can, like, collab with him?
I mean, that's a hologram version.
Yeah.
But if you had like a version of...
But like, you can collaborate with dead people because
they can analyze. It's learning from Bach. It's saying, like, here are the things that Bach... Here are the sort of like the structures that Bach followed to create a Bach sound. And so from there, now you actually get to like incorporate that into your creativity.
Bach.
I think it will expand creativity like we've never seen before. In art, in music, in dance. I think people will just come up with all kinds of weird things. Andrew Huang, do you guys know him? Mm-mm. YouTuber. He just released an album that was like incorporating Google InSynth, which is an AI tech that allows you to create new types of sounds. So you could combine, for instance, the sound of your cat with a harp. And it and it analyzes these wavelengths and creates new sounds. And he made this really cool album that was like funky and just like it was weird, but it was super cool. I loved it.
That's awesome.
And the instrument is a cat harp?
Well, no, it would be like the sound, like what would that sound be?
Meow
with a
reverb.
Yeah.
And then they combine it. So you just like you think about that as just one tiny example of what you can do, and I think with creativity, it'll be cool to see.
But is creativity the next industry? Because really, it hasn't been tapped at all yet.
I know.
Like the biggest industry right now for AI is computing, obviously.
For sure, because that's what makes money, right? All of this is what can make money. There is no industry for making money off of AI stuff, but people will incorporate it, and especially once VR makes a comeback, because it will.
Oh, really?
Eventually. I think so.
Tell them.
I think it's just the headsets were way too expensive. You had to buy an extra computer that was super expensive just to run the expensive headset. The headsets still aren't amazing. Like the Vive is great and Oculus is great, but you could still see the pixels. We'll get to a point where you cannot see the pixels and it will be just as real as
reality. I thought Oculus kind of blows, but I thought Vive was tight.
Vive is great. Vive is the best one.
Yeah. Because it has those sensors you put in the room, right? And you can kind of move.
But now Oculus just released their untethered one. So now you don't have the wire. So that's huge. So now you can be anywhere and do it. I give it another 5-10 years. But I do think
the porn industry is going to advance this.
Yes.
Oh, 100%.
Immersive content experience.
I have a bone to pick with this notion that AI and porn is going
to
be the new.
You have
fucking
a boner
thing.
To pick?
I have a boner to pick. Yeah, I do.
Why? What's your boner?
I don't buy that this is going to be the next jam.
What?
Why?
Here's the thing. When you are watching a pornographic video.
Yes.
You are probably for example. When I was growing up, you're not fucking alone in your whole house to watch porn. And those are the people who watch porn the most. Like you're like 15-year-old kid or some shit.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
If I put a headset on and I put fucking headphones on and shit, guess what? If my little brother walks in or my sister walks in, they're going to see me fucking jerking it on headset.
You can lock
and they're
door.
Not even going to know. They're going to be standing there watching you jerk. It's not even like it is now where you have some goddamn humility and you pull your pants up and you're like, I wasn't even looking at nothing. I was just looking at, well, this fucking pop-up came up. And
Steve.
I already had my pants off because I was like,
I was
doing laundry. Yeah.
In three you know to 5 years, your headset is going to be, it's going to be Bluetooth enabled with the locks. In your home, so you'll get a nice little notification when mom's home and the garage door opens. You'll be like, oh, time to take the headset off
like
and
back
wipe,
to the future
wipe
too?
My wee-wee.
Yeah.
That's what you think?
He's such a mom.
Time to wipe my wee-wee.
But you know what I'm saying? That's why I think right now it's all kind of wrecked in that area because I think that the biggest consumers.
You're thinking too small scale.
Are not the
like,
most private
you've been watching too much
people.
Smallville maybe, but you're thinking about your technology now.
That.
You're thinking
don't
about
mention
it
the
now.
Sponsor in a negative way, please.
She's thinking, the headsets aren't going to be these huge.
No, I think they'll be
anymore.
Like glasses. I think they'll be like glasses,
Glass.
And then you'll be able to immediately make them transparent. You know, so you go from being able to interact with the outside world, and
like
it
Google
just being
Glass
AR.
Wanted to be.
Yeah,
Google Glass
AR
sucked ass, sucked
turns
hot
into
ass.
VR. Yeah, it
oh
kind
my
of failed.
God, that was bad. I remember being at a party too, and some Google guy was there because we were always commingling with them because we're on YouTube.
Yep, I remember.
And I was
that.
Like, dude, this thing actually completely blows. And he was like, no, it's really great. It can. And I was like, what can I do? And he's like, well, like if I'm right now, I can read this thing while I'm talking to you. And I'm like, yeah, that's why it sucks, dude. Like, how much does that suck?
But it's the basis for maybe a better idea. You know,
sure, yeah.
Like if they can combine technologies in the future.
If it was
stuff.
A useful HUD, but I don't need a HUD for my daily life.
Right.
I don't need a freaking HUD.
Wait, what's a HUD?
Like a heads-up display. Like I don't need like a. It's like
see, I
your,
do.
Your gas tank is this low
when
right now.
When I go to parties, like I never know who anybody is, and people come up,
yeah,
and I'm like,
direct.
Oh,
I just need
sick.
The Facebook, you know, like the
cool.
facial recognition.
That's
so it's like,
use case.
And then it's like you last met Steve and Nikki at VidCon 2014, and it has like the old pictures, and you're like, hey man, it's been so good to see you since last VidCon.
But isn't this gonna end up like kind of like my vision did when I got glasses? Like my eyes got worse and worse and worse because I just rely on them so much.
Maybe. But who cares?
Now I take off my glasses and it's worse than it was when I had my glasses on before.
Really?
Yeah.
So, oh, like, so your memory
our memory is going to be worse because yes, we're relying on the machine.
More. Well, it already is. Yeah. I think because we have Facebook and because we outsource our memory. We're like, we don't really need to know this stuff. We have our phones store all the numbers. Have you memorized a number in the last 5 years?
No, I don't even know my wife's number.
I remembered his number.
Barely.
Because that's, I have to write it on the emergency contact.
So we already do it.
But that's it, yeah.
So yeah, you're right. We will forget everything.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, just well,
we don't know making anything. Room for more important things, maybe. Yeah. You know?
For synthesis of creative ideas.
Yeah. But I think...
For watching more Netflix because they're going to be our overlords.
I think that the porn industry and the war industry is like what propels all technology. So yeah, Google Glass sucked ass because the porn industry wasn't involved in it.
Interesting.
And I think that whenever it needs to make an advancement, like, we're really motivated by sex and war as beings.
I got a hole to poke through your little theory.
Do it.
So porn, very famously, during the HD DVD versus Blu-ray war, backed HD DVD. Yep. Porn backed HD DVD. And HD DVD got wiped out. How do I know? Because I bought a fucking HD DVD player. I picked the wrong side.
Wow.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. And lost.
And porn backed the wrong guy for once. Right? Usually that was the...
That was the indicator.
The indicator. That, yeah. Okay, well, porn's adapting this, so everyone's going to do this. So why did that happen, Nikki? Actually, I'm going to answer my own question. Because of video. Because of internet. Because the video was like on its way out because of shit. No, that I actually just had an epiphany about it.
Okay, cool.
That's what it was.
Wow.
History lesson.
Great, Steve. So what side are you on now? Porn
I'm on your side, actually. Okay, I think you're back to you being on your side.
Thank you.
No, because then porn went into video and now they fucking own the internet right now.
Welcome to my level. They own the internet.
Porn has gotten crazy lately, guys. It's like people just have to get super weird to get off now.
Yeah.
You have
to. It's too overstimulated.
It's crazy.
Yeah. When you can have anything at your fingertips for free at any time, like, you just go crazy.
I stumbled upon something a few months ago, and I was so disturbed.
You stayed?
What was it?
Well, I was trying to watch porn.
Yeah.
But, like, I hadn't watched porn in years, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is awful. It was just, like, torture porn, and it was just terrible. But it was, like, you know, on a normal porn site, and I was like,
what was the torture? What was it?
Well, I didn't get very far.
Like nippy clamps and shit? Or like,
yeah, it was like the way that they...
Bangs.
It also just like...
Treating her like trash.
What I also realize is that there's so much amateur porn now.
And
there's so many people where you literally... You feel like you're watching some girl go through this for the first time. And it's
I love those. Send me that link.
It's really sad.
Dude, Asian porn is kind of crazy to watch. Because the girl... I don't know if it's like maybe in that culture, like to look like you're crying while the guy is coming in you is like hot or something. But it looks like someone's actually getting raped. Because I don't know what she's saying because she's speaking a different language.
Yeah.
So maybe she's saying, ooh, I like it. But it looks like she's being like, stop.
Oh, I just remembered what the torture thing was. Oh, my God.
Oh, what was it?
This guy had the biggest... dick ever. Like, I mean, it was just, you know, it was like an arm. Massive. It was like an arm, and he was doing anal sex on this little tiny girl, and she was crying. And it was awful. Yeah. It was awful, but he was just like shoving her on it. And you're just like, no, she's going to have surgery.
Yeah.
Didn't well, she guy, was getting surgery.
A guy got, a guy was getting, got killed but I'm like, that from
that's what you disagree
a horse.
With.
Yeah.
Same thing.
So it's like kind of in the ratio.
Oh, yeah, that guy died on the horse, right?
Yeah, but the ratio of like the horse dick to that guy's ass is probably the same ratio of that guy's dick to that girl's ass.
It was just awful. And I thought, I don't know. It's not meant to be.
It was not really meant to happen. Awful.
Hey, don't you knock other people's fetishes.
What's yours, Steve?
What's mine?
Yeah.
Nikki Lima.
Oh, good answer.
If only my porn could be Nikki Limo, but she won't let me film it. Unbelievable.
That's true.
I'm being robbed. I can't film it. I can't photograph it.
Our experiences are once in a lifetime.
If you hacked my photos, you'd be so disappointed because you would not find any naked pictures in my wife.
Because I think that everything leaks. Everything leaks.
It is. Yes. Everything is already
It's all
public.
In a cloud.
Do you allow nudes?
I don't do nudes. I have done breast photos.
Oh, breast photos?
I have done breast photos just because, like, for a little research fun, you know, just like...
She gets fun sometimes, Steve.
It's what happens when I have a couple margaritas, and then I'm like,
tequila.
Oh, there you go.
It's always the culprit.
You know what? I figured at least this. I'm like, with boobs, I'm kind of like a free the nipple girl anyway, and I could always use it as like a political statement.
I love it.
Leak
True.
Out.
Truth.
You're already ready with your own statement.
And they look better than they're going to look in 20 years. So
there you go.
Might as well
take some photos.
That's my argument for nudes.
No. nah. So I'm the same way about butts.
Thank you.
I've sent butt photos.
That's true.
Because
I got some pretty good ones.
I mean, my butt's pretty good right now.
Yeah.
Like, and gravity hasn't taken over yet. And,
right.
And for me, it's like everyone has a butt.
Right.
Like, they even don't blur them on TV.
Yeah.
So I feel like butt photos.
I send her my butt
okay.
pics all the time, but she pretends not to see them.
Has he
sent you any penis photos?
Oh, yeah,
no.
All the time.
But we've discovered
we were just on
JK News, and I discovered that I'd never seen his butt before. I've never seen his butt.
I've never seen his naked butt.
Never seen it?
Never seen it.
How is
that possible? No, because he doesn't ever show, like, he's never naked from behind in the butt area.
That's right.
So you're never with a strap on?
Nope. Not yet.
not in my butt.
Not yet.
Not in my butt.
That's so funny.
I know. I just didn't even think
about
it.
But what about if he goes to the bathroom?
I've never seen him in the bathroom.
But like after sex, he doesn't go to the bathroom?
You want
to
know how I make
this shit
work?
I mean, he goes to the bathroom, he shuts the door. Oh, I see what you're saying.
You see him walking away.
No, he puts his boxers on.
Everyone wants to know.
Boxer briefs.
How does Steve Green do it? How does he get a girl this hot? Oh, how does he do it? Guess what? You're getting a little bit of a window. A little peek in the window, my friend.
Sometimes, though, he, like, his pants sag, and I've seen the top of his butt.
Like the
crack with the
hell
top.
Yeah, that's all you're going to get.
Yeah, that's all I've
keep
seen.
Keep wanting
just a
more,
peek.
Baby. Keep wanting more, dude.
It's amazing.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
No, but I have rules. I don't break my rules.
He doesn't show his butt.
There's been, like, a lot of variation of topics on this podcast.
I think so.
Yes, yeah. And that's how we like it here on Shit They
so
Don't Tell You.
So you're for nudes. You should think Nikki should send me nudes is what
no,
you
No, she said she's never taken a full nude either.
But she voted that you should be sending me nudes is what she said.
She probably votes on whatever makes the woman most comfortable. And for me, it's not nudes. So
this is
in your
true.
Face.
Thank you for joining us today, Taryn.
Oh, I love you guys.
We're not done yet.
Oh. Well, I feel done.
Oh, you're done? What are the rest of your questions?
Well,
oh, I have a question.
My
what
next
did
question
you think,
is, why don't you
no,
think that I, she
you're
should
done.
Send me news?
No. What would you think about the movie Her? Do you think that there'll ever be an intimate level of AI?
Oh, yeah. Already.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think people are already falling in love with their robots.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
There are little robots that take care of senior citizens now because
what?
A lot of senior citizens aren't able to go
that's
live with their families.
Yeah.
And so these
that
little robots,
needs, that's a good
that's
and
really cool.
It's a really great thing. And the senior citizens fall in love with the little robots.
Aww.
Like they do. It becomes their friends. So to me, it's like a natural evolution. I think within 15 years, I'd say I'll go out on a limb and say like 10% of people will be
in
serious
relationships
with their robots.
And there'll be like a voting to like let people marry
yep.
their robots.
Yep.
I
there are
be
two people
no.
that have already married their robots.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I think in
Whoa.
Asia, in Japan. Japan
people
is
marry
pretty
toast
big.
And shit. It's not that crazy. I've seen people marry some shit that I'm like, what the fuck?
Toast?
Yeah, some guy married
toast
like a fax machine or something.
Back.
You know what
yeah.
I'm talking about? Some,
perfect.
Some guy's like, I fucking love this fax machine. Will you marry me, fax machine? I've seen that somewhere. I really did.
And the fax machine facts. Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. How do you know what the hell the machine
the consent?
Wanted?
Consent, yeah.
You don't know that fax
so,
machine.
We're so weird.
Yeah.
Like, not we, but like, you know, people.
Oh, people
yeah,
yeah,
human.
We're weird.
That's probably what you liked about acting, too. I like all the psychology behind human and motivation and all that stuff. Okay,
I just am excited
wait.
By the idea that I would be pissed off at seeing a human marry a fax machine. That's what I'm actually excited
the
about.
Political
about this
other
next
side,
evolution
yeah.
is like, hey, don't you marry that fucking fax machine. That's what I'm actually excited about, because I'll be that guy.
Yeah.
Because that's funnier than fuck.
What about, you ever seen that Black Mirror episode where the husband dies and, like, she can still talk to him because the AI analyzed all of his Facebook posts, all of his social media, everything he's ever said.
Yeah.
So then they put, like, a voice, like, a sample of his voice. And so it's like she's talking to her dead husband.
What did you think of it? I don't remember if I saw it. I know
okay.
which one you're talking about, but
so
I don't think I saw it.
I think I would do it. Like if Steve died right now, I would totally do it. 100%. Like I would want to talk to him.
I'd do it.
And it would be like having him there. But then, you know, in the Black Mirror episode, if you haven't seen it, and this is not a spoiler because it happens like right away, but they ask you if you want to upgrade, like because they do different levels of it. And with the upgrade, they actually take like basically a 3D printout of him, and it's like a body that she has to put together, and it like in the bathtub she leaves it overnight and or for a couple of days or something, and the like the fluids or whatever they have like meld together and makes the most human like form of him. So then it's like his, all the AI that was talking to her on the phone in his actual human body looking thing.
Wow.
Like his same measurements down to like the hair that he had, wow, everything, every freckle. But it freaks her out too much.
Yeah.
Well, now we're just getting a spoiler. Because skip this part if you don't want a spoiler. But then it freaks her out too much, so she makes him live in the attic, and she never, like, he's just around. He can't die because he's not a person. So he's just in the attic, this AI in a human body.
Is he sad?
And they have a daughter together, you know, from the, yeah, real, from the real human. Yeah. And she gets to visit the AI robot on her birthday.
Every year.
Yeah, every year. It's shit? Like getting to see
this
her dad.
Scary.
What's this, yeah, about again?
This is so sad.
It's whether or not
this
you would, yeah, whether or not you would go there. Like whether if the technology was available, like would you do it?
I would do it, but I would make a variance to the Nikki protocols.
Because she couldn't kill him.
To
she,
allow
like, there
nude
was
photography.
So
to be taken.
Nikki 2.0 would take,
yeah,
nude photos.
Take nude photos. Right.
She'd be down.
But you could just see it.
Excuse me?
You get to see it all the time in person.
No, I know that, but I'm talking about posterity. I'm talking about creating a future for myself. I'm talking about
a
time capsule.
Are you saying you're not going to be attracted to my future body?
I'm saying that it'll probably never be this tight again. Let's
what?
Be real. No, not because of
wow.
you, but because of the twisted fate that is humanity, dog. Because yeah. of what happens to the human form
right.
over time.
Yo, maybe when male hair falls out all the time, maybe some women would find it sexier, or maybe they wouldn't and they'll miss your old hair.
Listen, I don't even know what you're getting at. All I know is that, God forbid, a guy you married wants to see your nudes in posterity. God forbid.
This is really funny,
what
you guys.
A terrible thing to have
happened.
Well,
on that note,
we're all doing with AI robots.
On that note, we're going to have final thoughts.
Taryn, you're engaged.
I am engaged.
Give him nudes.
Oh. That's your final thought?
Give him it. Just give him it.
We do final
just,
thoughts
just,
that like wrap up. A wrap
okay, what's
up
yours,
what we talked
Nikki?
About. Mine is I don't trust it. I'm scared. I'm excited for the art stuff that you're talking about, but I'm scared that it'll get into the wrong hands, and that with the pace of how technology is advancing, that it'll go so fast that the good guys can't stop it.
Can't get in.
Like,
yeah.
hackers can, you know, like, hackers are really smart people that also yeah. have bad intentions.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I get scared of that. I'm scared.
Steve, what about you?
I think it's been real. I think it's been bitching, but I think that, like most things,
bitching,
right?
Not bitching.
No,
but
I think.
Bitching.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
For example, yeah. I think that Paul McCartney's dad was put on Earth to make Paul McCartney. Or, well, Paul McCartney's dad was put on Earth to make Paul McCartney.
R.I.P.
Who we like,
R.I.P.
Who
yeah.
we actually really like.
Yeah.
Okay. He turned out to be way better than the original. Okay. Now, we also, too, are the building blocks of the next great thing. Right? It wasn't shopping malls. We thought that could be the sick thing. It wasn't. We're pretty over it now.
It was sick for a while.
Some people make the case that maybe we were put here to make EDM music, and yeah. then we'll be done, and then EDM music will take over. But I think that AI is the next what's up thing.
Yeah.
And I think that we were the building blocks for making that. And then I think that we're going to go away, and I think that this
we're
will
like
be
the slaves that made the
what
pyramids.
Populates the universe. Excuse me?
We're like the slaves that made the pyramids.
That's right. And the pyramids are still here. And the slaves, windswept, they're fucking dust. They are literally particles that get in people's shirts, and then people go like, oh, fuck. And it's like that was like, you know, an old Egyptian slave remains, but the pyramid's still there.
Uh-huh.
And I think that that's what we
that's
are.
That's what humans are.
Yeah.
To
AIs. Wow. Both of those very valid wrap ups.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You, Taryn?
What of you, Taryn?
I say don't fear the future.
Okay.
I was just like driving here, actually. I was just scared for my life just being on the road. And I thought, I'm so sad that I'm born now. Like, I could imagine
aww.
Being like, 75 years in a hovercraft. Like,
sick.
Just like, West Hollywood, what up?
Yeah.
You know?
So tight.
And just looking back and being like, that's so sad that those humans had to like get in a car and deal with other humans that were maybe like drunk or irrational or just didn't know how to use a turn signal. And
yeah.
then you die.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that is our life, guys.
No, but
that's
I think,
crazy.
Look,
to
I
me.
Think you're being very generous because I think 75 years from now, it'd be like, hey, out of my way, you fucking cyborg. And it'd be like, up yours. Like, I think it'll still be controlled by us until it gets to the point where it's not controlled by us.
Right.
But I think 75 years is
very generous. I think things will be a lot easier in the future, and maybe I'm being overly maybe I'm being overly optimistic, because there's certainly bad things that have come out of the internet. But for the most part, like, our lives are far more convenient than our parents. We have better resources. We have better access to information.
Better porn.
We're healthier. We live longer.
Yeah, we live longer.
We're going to trend in these directions. So I think that things are going to be better. And the people that are most flexible and adaptable will be very happy. And those who want to, like, be stuck in the past won't be very happy.
I was going to say, it's happy for people that don't like the now. Because there's a lot of people that are like, it used to be so good before the TV and before the video games.
But there's always nostalgia. Yeah.
There's always
nostalgia. We know that.
We need to be a little less attached.
Yeah.
We need to just be like Buddha Zen. Like, hey, let's just enjoy the here, now, and present.
Yes.
I wish I could gather all nostalgia.
That's like my...
into
wrap
a rocket.
Up. I don't know if it's a good wrap up.
You're
Superman 4 style
her wrap
and throw
up.
It into the sun. No, it's just that she brought up some feelings.
I kind of went on a tangent too. It was not a good wrap up. My wrap up is, I'm really excited about the future. I can't wait to get there. I want to see it happen. I hope we don't all die. But even if we do, maybe the AI converts us into some sort of other substance or matter where we can experience dimensionality and consciousness in a whole other form. And then we're like, holy shit, being human was kind of stupid.
Yeah.
What if they view you, Taryn Southern,
or reincarnation could happen
as an overlord or a master to a subjugated race that was your AI, you know, fucking machine beats experiment. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if they view you that way?
As the project?
Exactly.
Like, humans are the project, and now we're just discovering.
We're the experiment.
We're discovering our creators.
Yeah,
you know what? If we end up as lab rats, we sort of asked for it.
Damn,
Taryn.
I mean, I don't mean to be mean, y'all, but you're
That's
vegan,
so
right?
Mean.
So I can say this.
I'm pescatarian.
So am I.
Okay.
That's right. We've both been pescatarian for a while. But, like, if we treat our AI.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Wait, what was I going to say? If our AI treats us like we treat pigs.
Animals. Yeah.
Because, you know, they're like, you know, they're pretty intelligent, but, like, not quite as intelligent as us. So let's lock them up and, like, tie them up and skin them.
The pigs
and
make
eat
me the saddest.
Yeah.
They're so smart.
Instead, let's
they can read.
Let's fish and then skin them and then eat them. Right, pescatarian asshole fuckheads?
Yeah, fish don't have long memories.
Fish aren't that cute.
Look, they're not cute.
We all justify.
Exactly.
We
pescatarian
all justify.
Murderers,
the
I see.
Dolphins eat fish because they're intelligent, okay?
I think we should all just be nicer to each other, and then maybe we have ground to stand on to be all like hoity toity about AI.
Yeah.
If we're like all nice and we treat other intelligent species a little better than we currently do, then I'll buy the whole like let's be afraid of AI.
Humanity and
you think that pigs is
super
smart?
Yeah, go humans.
Are you one of they who thinks that pigs are super smart?
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
They're
emotionally smart.
Yeah,
which
but are
is
they
the
smarter than they are delicious? That's the whole question.
I never thought pigs were delicious. I've always hated bacon, ham, sausage. I've always hated all of that.
What about chorizo?
I don't like chorizo either. I don't like any of the pig products. Never have, never
five
will.
Five.
But that's, you know, maybe I was just born lucky because it's easier for me to fight for pigs because I don't think they taste good.
That's why.
Yeah.
And by the way, I probably just angered a ton of people by saying that. And it's like, because it's really inconvenient for humans to change their habits.
And you know what? You should take this show very seriously because
yes.
It's a very serious show.
That's
hey,
right.
Guys.
Serious. Show.
No, but even though I sound like I really dislike humanity, I mean, I do like...
Yeah, you do sound like that.
I do sound like that.
I don't mean to be so pessimistic,
but, you know, I do like people. I think people have good intentions and a lot. Anyway.
Yeah, no, we're just rapping, though. It's
okay,
fun.
Okay,
it's
already a realist.
A little too late.
Yeah, they're like, nope, you can't even try to...
You're just on their side.
Taryn, how can people find you?
Taryn Southern on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube.
Great branding.
You never know when I'm going to post, but like...
And your album dropped
in
when?
In September. September 27th.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Be sure to look out for
please
that.
Check it out.
Yay.
Let me know what you think.
Do it. It might be out by the time this comes out, so...
Oh, that would be
amazing. If it's past September 27th, go check it out. Right now. Go after this podcast. Go.
Thanks, guys.
Go. Yes. Thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you for
words.
Being here.
Thank you for being here.
You're the best.
You're the best.
You're the best.
You're the... Wait, I'm not... Wait, Taryn. You're the best.
Aw.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.